So that's why I would like to say whatever I'm going to speak today, Mr. Shem, is not a lot of the Maitre. It's a wide Indian, and there's a lot of Achonim and Rishonim even speak about it. And I'm just would like to clarify a few shittas which I saw. And there are a lot of people would have to offer off, but that's not. So anyway, the Pasuk says in Shemos Yudayt, V'yom HaShem HaMosh V'Lahan Be'at Mitzray Lema. HaChodesh HaZeh L'Chem Rosh Chodoshim. This month is the first of the month, Rishnu L'Chem L'Chodesh HaShona. So Rashi explains, V'yom Mikriyot in Dei Pshutoy, HaChodesh Nisn Omadoy. The Pasuk is referring to Chodesh Nissan, and the Pasuk is saying that Chodesh Nissan should be the first of the month. Zeh Yerosh Hesei Dominion HaKadoshim. When you count the month, Chodesh Nissan should be the first, Yer the second, and so on. She'er Koroshenis Tirom Shlishi. Now the Ramban explains it a bit more about Halichas, and he adds on a few Nekudas. The Ramban starts, HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. And then says, "Zu mitzvah rishono shetziva Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael avidei Moshe." This was the first mitzvah which the Eden got. And then I'm going to leave out a piece. And he says later on, "V'kamoi shetia atzchira biyom haShabbos b'mnaseinu mimenu echa b'Shabbos b'sheinu b'Shabbos." Like by Shabbos, we have a mitzvah when we count the days. We should refer to Sunday as Rishon b'Shabbos, Monday sheinu b'Shabbos, Kasha Afarish. Like he explained later on, and later in the Pesukim, he says it's a mitzvah to count the days according to Shabbat. It means Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos. Kacha Schira b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. So as well, the Schira when to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Mnaseinu Hachodesh Harishon v'Hachodesh Hasheni v'Hashlishi l'Igud Hasein. So as well, there's a mitzvah when we count the months in order to remember. It's here's Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah to count Nissan, to refer to Nissan as the first of the month, and so Iyar the second, Sivan the third. She'ena minyan azeh l'shono. So the Ramban says, this can't be that HaChodesh azeh l'chem Rosh Chodoshim is referring to the first of the year. This is the first month of the year. She'harei t'chila sh'meteinu mitishri. We find out the beginning of our year, it starts by Tishri, and it brings Tzukim. Im kein, kishenikro l'chodesh nissen rishon, ule Tishri shvi. So if we call Chodesh Nissen the first, and Tishri the seventh, pisroinoi, rishon ligulo, ushvi eler. It must be that we're speaking about, we're not referring to the beginning of the year. So it must be we're referring to the Nes Mitzrayim. Nissen is the first one from the Nes Mitzrayim. Iyar is the second one from the Nes Mitzrayim, and Tishri, it's the seventh from the Nes Mitzrayim, from the Nes Mitzrayim. V'zeh tam rishnu lachem, and that's why the Pasuk says lachem, rishnu lachem. This is the first for you. What does that mean? She'enenu rishon b'shon. It's not the beginning of the year. It's not the rishon bichlolis. Aval hu rishnu lachem. For you, it's the first one. For you, Klal Yisrael, who went out to Mitzrayim, this is the first one. She'nikolo lizikoron gulaseinu. And Ramban carries on. So that's why Nissan would be the first, and we find often in the Torah refers to Tishri, for example, as the seventh. When the Torah speaks about the Yom Tovim, the Torah refers to the seventh month or the first month. So the Ramban explains, so where did the names come from, which we have today, Nissan, Iyar, Sivan, where did those names come from? So the Ramban says, when Ezra HaSofer came up from Babel, and he wanted to make a zecher for the Nes, for the Geula of Babel, that's when he took with these names from Babel. And he says these names were used in Eretz Paras and Modai, and he says still today if you go to these places you'll see that the non-Jews also use these names, Nisani or Sivan, and he said that's where it came from, so that we should remember the Nes which we had in Babel, the Gaulis Babel. And it brings a pasuk that the pasuk says, "Lo yoyma oyt chay Hashem ashehelat bnei Yisrael me'at Mitzrayim." Don't remember anymore the next Mitzrayim. Ki im chay Hashem ashehelat b'shehavi at bnei Yisrael me'at Tzotzen. So I'll smach this pasuk. Ezra HaTzofa, when he came back from Babel, he wasn't attacking that even should call the months according to how they used to call it in those places where they were in Galus. Now I saw a few ways to learn Pshat in this Ramban. Actually I saw three different Mahalchim how to learn Pshat in this Ramban. The first one is a Minchus Chinuch in Mitzvah Shir Yud Aleph. Minchus Chinuch says that, like the Ramban, as the Ramban compares this mitzvah to the mitzvah of counting Shabbos, the days of Shabbos Rishon and Shabbos Sheni, with Shabbos, we see the Ramban holds it's mamish a mitzvah that say to use when we refer to Nissan, we should call it the first and Iyar the second and so on. And he said, and he goes so far to even ask, how come the Rambam doesn't bring it in the Minyan HaMitzvah? Because it's Mamsha Mitzvah Asei, which still, whatever, it's still Negev today, that's how the Minchus Chinuch learns Pshat. So, why doesn't the Rambam bring this in the Minyan HaMitzvah? And so as well the Chazan Sofer has very expressed himself very sharply against to use the non-Jewish month. How can we use today the non-Jewish month? If the Torah says, how can we use today the non-Jewish month? But in the Sefer Ikrim, Rabbi Yosef Bilbao was a Rishon, Perek Tzayin, I think it was a Rishon. So he says he has a different way to learn Pshat and different Ramban. He says like this. He has a whole shmuz over there about the nitzchis of Torah, that Torah will stay forever, and he wants to say that some people want to bring a raya that Torah will be forever because the Torah sometimes mentions chukas oigam v'dor seichem. So if the Torah says chukas oigam v'dor seichem, it must be that the Torah will go on even after Mashiach's time, whenever. But he said it's no raya because a lot of times we see the Torah says chukas oigam v'dor seichem. For example, the Torah says by Pesach and by Sukkot, the Torah says chukas oigam v'dor seichem. And the Torah, and we see there's a medrash in Vayikra Rabba. The medrash says, "Kol ha'meyados asidim libofo chutz mipurim v'yom ha'kipurim." So I don't know when that will be. After Lovei, when Moshiach will come, all the meyadim will be bofo chutz from Purim and yom ha'kipurim. So you see that when the Torah says chukas olam l'doros seichem, it doesn't mean it will be forever. It means for us it's forever as long as a bone stone doesn't come along and change it. But it can be that a bone stone will decide to be mevatel these Yomim Tovim. And then we won't have Yom Tovim anymore, so there's no raya for that. And he says he found two similar in Yomim like that where we see mitzvahs were bottle. The first mitzvah he speaks about this mitzvah. Like Ramban says, there's a mitzvah to count Nisan Yud Sivan, first, second, and third. And he said, we see that was Bavel. When Ezra HaSofer came up from Bavel, he was mevatel this mitzvah of counting first, second, third, and he made a new takana. He made a takana that we should give names to the months. Like the pasuk says, which we already mentioned, V'lo yoyimah oitchai Hashem ashehelat bnei Yisrael me'at Mitzrayim. So he learns that mitzvah of counting, referring to Nisan Yud Sivan, first, second, third, changed. Till Galus Bavel, we had to make something, Zeichel and Nes, Mitzrayim, and that's why we had to count first, second, third. But once we came back from Galus Bavel, then we had a new mitzvah of counting Nisan Yud Sivan in order to remember, those were the names which they took with from Bavel, in order to remember the Galus Bavel. And he brings another Indian which we see changed. The Indian is, he says that till Galus Bavel, they were using a different ksav, a different writing, to write the Torah than after Golas Bavel. He brings a tesefter. The tesefter says, the ksav which we have today is called ksav Ashuris. He says, Loma nikro shmo Ashuris, because sha'ola imayim ma'ashur. They brought it back when they came from Ashur, after Golas Bavel, when they came back, they brought back this ksav, ksav Ashuris. And there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which actually says quite clearly what he says. Oma ma'azutra v'iteima ma'okra. Bitchilo, chotana from the place. Bitchilo, nit notor l'Yisrael, b'ksav ivri v'loshna ha'kodesh. In the beginning, that means till Golis Bavel, the Torah was given to the Eden, b'ksav ivri, and loshna ha'kodesh. Chozro v'nitno lehem b'mei Ezra, b'ksav ashuris v'loshna ha'rami. Ezra gave them another two options, how to add the Torah. Or ksav ashuris or loshna ha'rami. Birgu lehem l'Yisrael ksav ashuris v'loshna ha'kodesh, v'inichu le'adiyotuv ksav ivris v'loshna ha'rami. The Eden chose to use ksav ashuris and loshna ha'kodesh, and they left for their adiyotuv, that means the language which they were using, they left for their adiyotuv, ksav ivris and loshna ha'rami. Man adiyotuv, who are the adiyotuv? Omer Afchis de Kutoy. Afchis says those are the Kusim. That was a nation, they called them adiyotuv, and they gave over the ksav to the Kusim. So here as well we see, says the Sefer Ikrim, we see that there was a mitzvah of writing the Torah in ksav Loshna Kodesh or Ivri, and they changed this to ksav Ashuris. And he goes even so far and he says, how can it be that the Gemara says the Mem and the Samach and the Luchas the Nefer Yoimdin, because it's all around, how can it be that was in those days was a different ksav? So how do you know that the Mem and the Samach in those days was all around? Perhaps it could stand. So he says it could be it was similar to ksav to ksav Ivri, but he says it might change. So it could be the ksav Ashuris they just added on to the ksav Ivri. But here again we see that the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah and that lashon changed when they came back from Babel. Why did they change it? Because they wanted to make something zeichel nes, the nes which they had in the Geula from Babel. They wanted to do something for that, so they changed the language. And he brings the Ramban, that when the Ramban traveled the first time to Eretz Yisrael, he found a coin, and there was Tzinsenes Amon Mitzad Echot, there was a picture of the Mon on one side, and there was a picture of the Matahan on the other side, and he saw there was something written over there, and he couldn't read it, so he asked the Kuti, and the Kuti could read it. So he says, oh, you see that they took this Loshen Ivri, and that must be Loshen Ivri, because that was still from the first place, Mikdosh, that coin. And the Kutim still could read it, and the Ramban couldn't read it, so it can't be that we have the same ksav. But the Avadah is a very big chiddush, what he says, and according to him, it works out that we don't have today anymore the mitzvah counting, referring to Nisnas the first month, and etc. According to him, that was till Golas Bavel, but once they came back from Golas Bavel, it stopped, and now we have the mitzvah of calling it the name, Nisni Yosef. But the Ein Yaakov in Akhoitiv, in Megillah, of Beit HaMadeis, he managed to write very sharply against him. He said, how can it be to say that the Torah changed, the mitzvah changed, it can't be, how can you say that? And he brings, first of all, his raya, which he brings from Ksav Ashuris, he has a new pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a different pshat. And the raya which he brought from our Indian, from Achoyes Zalachem Rosh Chodoshim, he says that not pshat, a bit like the Minchas Chinuch learned, not pshat that it was bottled. They added on this extra mitzvah of giving it the name Deichel and Es Bavel, but not pshat it was they were mevatel the mitzvah of counting Nissan as the first and Iyar as the second. Just they added on an extra part. But Toch Vav, he says, very interesting. He says that mitzvah zaseh is not just to refer to Nisan as the first. The Torah is trying to tell you, don't call Tishri the first. Call Nisan the first. So the Issa would only be to refer to Tishri first, Cheshvan the second, that would be an Issa. But if, for example, like we do today, we refer to January as the first, that's not an issur. The issur is only the Torah is trying to tell you, this is the mitzvah that you should call Nisan the first and not Tishri, which any normal person would understand. That's the mitzvah. According to him, there also would be no problem today with writing non-Jewish month, because that's not what the Torah means. That's not what the Torah is trying to tell us. And so as well, I saw in the Parshas Yosef, Parshas Yosef brings Hashem's uncle, Avbestin Lisk. He first of all, he brings the Sefer Ikrim. He said, according to the Sefer Ikrim, it wants to be Milan Chosanav, which we use a lot. It's very common that we use the non-Jewish month. And he says, how come? So first of all, like the Sefer Ikrim, like we spoke, that the Chlal, the mitzvah of Bosa today, and even not according to the Sefer Ikrim, it could be, he says, Al Pisvara, that it's only Nogeya, the mitzvah was only given if we're using Lashon HaKodesh, if we're writing Lashon HaKodesh, Gittin, Kiddushin, and those things, then you write the date in there's a mitzvah to write the date in Lashon HaKodesh and to use Nisan as the first, and so on. But when we're just writing in Lashon HaAmim, then he said there's no mitzvah of using the Jewish or referring to Nisan as the first. I once heard, I couldn't track it up, I couldn't find it, but I once heard also B'Shem the Chazon Sofer. Chazon Sofer says that if you do use the non-Jewish month, perhaps it's better not to refer to January as the first, just write the 20th of January. Like that, you won't refer to January as the first, and there's no problem. So, we saw over here, we saw actually three shittas in the Rambam. We saw the Sefer Ikrim and the Rashbam. We saw the Sefer Ikrim and we saw the Ein Yaakov and the Minchas Chinuch, the way he learns that Pshat Ma'amar. Actually, this pasuk of Achol Yisrael Lachem Rosh Chodoshim is mentioned already in the first Rashi of the Torah, as we already heard on Sunday. Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Lo hoyo tzorech lehaschil et ha-Torah elo ma'achodesh nesle elochem. The Torah should have started, Rabbi Yitzchok says, the Torah should have started ba'achodesh nesle elochem. Shehi mitzvah rishoyno shenitzavu Yisrael. That's the first mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to the Eden. U'ma'atam posach v'bereishis. So why does the Torah start with Bereish? Mishum kerech ma'atav higit la'amoy, loch lem nachas goyim. So that the goyim shouldn't have tainus, they'll come along and they'll say, "What are you doing? You're taking over as Israel. Who gave you the right to do that?" So the Torah starts with Bereishis. The world belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, and he can give it over to whoever he likes to give it over. Now the Ramban here asked the Kash. He said, "How can it be? I don't understand." He says, "Master of a similar bonim, and we learn so many things from Sefer Bereishis. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? How can a Bitzvah come and say the Torah should have started with Achodesh Zalachem? I mean, we learn so much from Sefer Bereishis and Chazal call it Sefer Ayosha because we learn all these things from it. So how can we just leave out such an important part of the Torah? What's the Havamina?" So the Ramban has a different way and he says, anyway, this whole Indian is only the whole a lot of Sefer Bereishis is only understood al pi Kabbalah. Bishrat, Parshas Bereishis, and then Zohar Flogeh, and all these things which we have no understanding in it. So he said, that's why, for us simple Eden, we don't understand. So what's the point in giving us this long Sefer Bereishis? Torah should have started straight to the point, to the mitzvahs, which is Negea to us. HaChodesh Zalachem Reish Chodosh. And that's what the Ramban answered. I saw in the Sifter Chaim, he has a very nice chat answer on this kasha of a very nice chat in this Yitzchok. He brings the Gemara in Sochem. The Gemara in Sochem says, Gemara in Sochem daf kuf yitchet. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Hana Esrim Veshisha Hoidu Kenaget Mi. In Tehillim we find 26 in Tehillim we have 26 Hoid Hashem Kito Kilayim Chafdai, and then he goes through 26 times he praises Hashem and so on. So he said, why did David HaMelech write Kenaget Mi? Omer Rabbi Shua ben So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Kineged kafor doyre shebara kodesh baruch hu boilomay." That's for the first 26 generations which Hashem created in His world. When there was no Slam Torah and there was no Torah, the zon oisom bechassid, and he was zon. He gave them panosa and food and whatever they needed, bechassid. So the Sifta Chaim explains, what does it mean he was zon bechassid? So he said there's two ways to Rabban Shdolom is Mashpia, his Shefa, to this world. The first way is the Chastoi. Like we find, there was no Torah, there was no mice in which the people had to do in order to bring the Shefa. So Rabban Shdolom gave Shefa, and according to how the Eden, how the people acted, that's Schar Oynish. Like, if they used it for good, they got the Schar. If they didn't use it, if they used it for bad, they got the Oynish. He said that changed as soon as the Eden got the Mitzvah of the Holy Jonathan Rosh Kavashim. As soon as the Eden got the mitzvah, now it depends on Klal Yisrael what Shefa Rabban Shonim will give to us and to the world. Like we see, in it depends on you. If you're going to, in Tia Meidim the Torah, like Ashi explained, I'm going to give you the Shefa. And if Chas Shalom people are not, I'm going to give you. So it depends on us, on how the Shefa is going to come down, if there will be Shefa, and if a bunch will be Mashpia Shefa. And he says, that's Merumas, and it's more than Merumas, in this mitzvah of Achoy Zalachan Rosh Chodoshim. What's the mitzvah of Achoy Zalachan Rosh Chodoshim? Like, he spoke very in length about it on Sunday. He said, the mitzvah is that we can decide when the Rosh Chodoshim are, and when the Meyadas are. This is giving us the power, not only to in theory decide now it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. No, even if according to the Cheshbon the Rosh Chodesh will be a day earlier or a day later, he even have the power to decide today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. And also he says even more than that, they even have the power to change the Teva. Like the Yerushalmi says, a Psula after 3 years is best in the size of Sima Abba the Shana, the Psula will come back. So we see that they have even the power to change the Torah, and that's exactly what the Torah, what the Rabban Shimon wants to tell us. The Rabban Shimon wants to tell us now it's in your hands to decide how much Shefa is going to come. Now, like I'm giving you this mitzvah, you also have the power to bring Shefa, and you have the power to change the Miad and to change the times. That's when he gave over this Hanhoget to Klal Yisrael. So the Sifta Chaim explains, Rabbi Yitzchok's kasha was not, we should leave out Sefer Bereishis. Of course not, we can't leave out Sefer Bereishis. There's a lot of things to learn from it. He said the question was, because we see that there were two kinds of Hanhoget. The first Hanhoget, which was for 2,000 years, Kafroch Doiret, 26 generations, the Hanhoget was Chesed, Hanhoget of Chesed, and then when the Rosh Hashanah gave to the Eden the mitzvah of Chesed Elohim Rosh Chodoshim, it changed. And now it was dependent on the Yidden to decide what kind of Shefa Rabban Shimon will give. That's why the Rabbi Yitzchok is asking, start with the second Hanhoget. The Torah should have started with Achodes Elohim Rosh Chodoshim. The Torah should have started in the place where we were given over the power to decide when the Meyadas are, decide when the Shefa is. That's the question of the Rambam. That's the question of Aditra. So Memela, so that's when Rashi answers that first we have to clarify the fact that Etzvah belongs to us, and then we can only go on with the second Hanhoget of Achodes Ezel Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. I just want to finish off with a story which I once heard. There was a in Germany, Baron Rothschild decided one day he wants to write himself a Sefer Torah. So, of course, if Baron Rothschild wants to write a Sefer Torah, he brings in the best Sefer, it wasn't enough for him to ask the Sofer to write the Sefer Torah. He wanted him to be in his place, in his house, to write the Sefer Torah. Kedasha Kedin, he got the best villain and the best whatever he could get, and the Sofer moved into his house, and he said, write the Sefer Torah and we'll make a chesed afterwards, I'll pay you. And so the Sofer came, he moved into his house, and he was there for a few months. I don't know how long it takes to write Sefer Torah, 6-7 months, and he was writing, and he got the best service and whatever, the best room. And after he finished Sefer Torah, he comes into Baron Rothschild's office and he says, and Baron Rothschild tells him, thank you very much, now just tell me the cheshbon. So he takes out a piece of paper and he says, January, I worked so and so many hours, February, so and so many hours, and the state all together, sachakol, and this is how much you owe me. So Baron Rothschild took out his purse, paid him, and he said, thank you very much, now you can take your Sefer Torah and you can go home. He said, wow, what did I do wrong? He said, if the Torah tells us, I don't know if he meant in Aloha, but he meant he was looking for the biggest Yad Shamayim, and here comes the Sofer and he tells him, January, February, March, he said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to use that Sefer Torah.